This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Today's BJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jerry Keevan is here. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer's lost her voice.
You don't sound like that.
So we give her a pass for the day. I thought it was interesting, Victoria, that the federal appeals court has struck down part of the Affordable Care Act. The ruling basically says the requirement that Americans have to carry insurance is not constitutional. So the whole, remember all the big uproar about the Affordable Care Act and how important it was to the Obama administration to get it passed. And now the insurance companies that have been a participant in this have not done a very good job of offering things that are actually any good. So some of the things that would cost people that don't know any better a lot of money, and they really don't get any benefit out of it. I think that's part of where this started. And this was a 98-page opinion. The people who are challenging the law, I think there's a lot of politics involved in challenging the law, for sure. It's like this, you know, it's the same as the impeachment, same as everything else. It's all now party stuff, and Obama liked it, so the Republicans didn't. But in real terms, I remember my son's story. It cost him thousands of dollars to have insurance, first of all, that he couldn't afford, and then when he went to use it, he couldn't use it. It was basically, you know, oh, well, there's an exception here. It has become a football. Is it necessary? Is it a good idea for us all to have insurance? Of course, there is no argument against having insurance. But you ought to be able to make up your own mind, not have the government tell you. That's the trouble. There's too much government tells you you got to do this, you got to do that. It's just too much.
Well, I think, because I'm just catching up on this now. So what they actually ruled was unconstitutional was the penalty for the mandate. So it originally you were going to be penalized, and I really don't think that they even enforced it. But originally, if you didn't have some sort of insurance, you would be penalized. That's what they actually ruled was unconstitutional.
To have people say, okay, I don't have to have it, so I'm not going to get it.
Well, you don't have to have it. So that's what they're kind of doing. They basically said that you couldn't be fined for it, and they also removed some taxes that were associated. But, you know, the Affordable Care Act, Obama himself said, this is a stepping stone. This should not be the end result. This is where we've gotten so far, but it needs to be worked on, and no one has. Trump is just, because it had Obama's name on it, Trump wanted to just dismantle it, and he's sort of just let it kind of, you know, kind of flail in the wind, and nothing's really been done with it. So it doesn't help the people who are currently on the system, which is millions of Americans are on it. So it is political, it's stupid, and people's lives are being lost as a result. So, but you know, going back to what Brendan dealt with, I was on Obamacare for a while and was very, very damn grateful to have insurance because I had some health stuff going on while I had it, and I was really happy to have it. There is, you know, no, I've been without insurance most of this year while my husband was out of work, and there is no scarier feeling than wondering, okay, what's going to happen if we got into a car accident? What would happen if you have an appendicitis or anything that's an emergency that will bankrupt someone for the rest of their lives? It certainly would have bankrupted us had anything happened. And these are the kinds of things that Bernie Sanders talks about. And, you know, the more that we hear these stories of what people go through without insurance or with horrible insurance, Medicare for All does not sound all that bad. I mean, all my family is in Ireland, and they have a public option and a private option. And the public option, my aunt just went through breast cancer, and she had really incredible treatment and services that were included.
Well, you've got to have service. Yeah, you got to have service to go along with it. The way the hospital institutions are set up in this country, there is discrimination. If you don't have certain types of insurance, I know that if you go to some, even the it isn't Medicare so much as the Medicare-based insurances, but if you don't have a particular type of insurance, some doctors won't see you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's discriminatory.
Yep.
If you're sick and you need help, then you ought to be able to go to the doctor of your choice. And if you can't pay for it, well, the doctor has a right, I suppose he's running a business, to say, well, sorry, I'm not going to take you because
right. You
don't have the right kind of insurance. If you want to pay me, fine. And that's where the whole concierge. I have two doctors that I see that are basically concierge doctors. They don't want to be a part of the system. They don't have any insurance.
And that's,
yeah, I can.
Yeah, that's the problem. And
yeah,
then
right.
So many people, just. The last thing on their minds is, it's a fantasy to think about concierge medicine. But, for people who have families and have kids who are uninsured, it's just, we were just talking about this with a friend of mine who had she fell in May and had a really severe concussion as a result. And, she has insurance. She works for FedEx. I'll name check them. And she has, a good job.
Those companies have good insurance.
Well, not enough. She can't even afford her rehabilitation right now. And her brain,
right.
She needs to be doing a lot more physical rehab and mental rehab to connect her brain from her eyes are seeing something different than what her brain is telling her. And she can't afford because it's all out of pocket. Her insurance won't pay for any of that rehab. They said it's not necessary. I don't understand how she had a traumatic brain injury and they kick it back and say, oh, it's not covered. So, and that's even with, and FedEx, you're right, FedEx normally, my father-in-law was a lifelong FedEx employee, they have
yeah.
a lot of wonderful programs, my husband worked for FedEx when he was in college, they pay for his community college credits, there are a lot of wonderful things, but still, that's how bad it is in 2019, even if you have good insurance, quote-unquote good insurance, it still isn't, it's not enough, it's terrible. I mean, she's literally trying to choose between paying her rent and paying for medical care that she needs.
A lot of people are making that, have to make those decisions. Speaking of FedEx, headquartered in Memphis, where the regional office of AT&T is, thought it was interesting that 9 former AT&T workers suing AT&T for firing them after a white supervisor threw a noose at the black manager and the employees because he said they weren't working up to standard. So obviously this guy's not a genius. He takes a rope and makes a noose out of it and says, here, this is what's going to happen to you if you don't increase your productivity. So they were, then they summarily left, and now they're suing AT&T. They ought to. Hello, it's 2019. You don't pull this stupid stuff. It amazes me how much of this stuff people think is okay. Because the color of your skin, that's, I don't have to go through it. I mean, everybody gets the whole idea of this. I'm amazed at how stupid some people still are. The white manager and the black employees, and he throws a noose at him. So they're getting sued for like $217 million or something. I don't know. They'll have to pay out something. But this part of the screening process, and Memphis has not come a long way. Memphis, in many ways, is a pretty progressive. The program is heard on KWAM in Memphis, and I have found Memphis in the times I've been there to be a very interesting dichotomy of old and new, old America and new America. A lot of companies have headquartered there because of its location, because of the workforce, that sort of thing, and they just can't seem to get out of their own. Some of them, the people there, can't seem to get out of their old habits, the old ways. They're hard to break, that's for sure. 15 past the hour on the DJV program. Breast cancer is linked to certain hair care products. If you want to find out more about that, go to gooddayhealthshow.com. There's a podcast there. I do podcasts every week with our two doctors, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. Always important updates on a lot of the health news of the day. So if you want to find what the link is from the hair care product you're using to breast cancer, listen to the most recent podcast. They're all there chronologically. Everything is explained, what's the subject matter of this podcast or that podcast. Check it all out every week new at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
Still looking for those special last-minute gifts? Look no further than Lands' End. Find gift options for everyone on your list with Lands' End holiday items. Cozy, comfortable, and warm, Lands' End combines traditional winter must-haves with modern holiday designs. From sleigh rides to caroling and everything in between, Lands' End embodies the goodness of the holidays while combining the functionality of essential seasonal clothing. Since 1963, Lands' End has designed and manufactured products to last season after season. Staying warm this winter is a breeze with Lands' End outerwear. Field tested in Wisconsin, Lands' End knows a thing or two about spreading the warmth. With fun fair isle sweaters, cozy fleece pullovers, and all your favorite home items, they're your one-stop shop for all things holiday. Order any non-monogrammed items by December 19th on landsend.com for guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Again, visit landsend.com for those special last-minute holiday gifts. I'm Zoe Richards reporting.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So I'm traveling across the country this week, and I'm just outside of Atlanta right now looking at the local Atlanta newspaper, which is carrying a story about a family that found an owl in its Christmas tree. I find
this
hard. Can you imagine? You bring the little baby owl. They brought the Christmas tree home. They set it up. They set the Christmas tree up. And they didn't. They heard this noise rustling inside the Christmas tree, and
then
so
Tootsie Pops kept falling from the tree, and they couldn't understand why.
Yeah, the little children, two children in the house, one is 8, the other is 10, and they heard this. The daughter looked at it and said, "My gosh, what's this?" And the tree had ornaments. They didn't even notice this when they were putting the ornaments up. This little owl was inside, and you can imagine how scared the owl must be.
Aww.
And the kids were scared, too, when they first saw it. But the owl was in the tree for a week before they even saw it. It didn't say anything. A little baby owl.
How did it eat?
I knew you'd have that. I don't know, but it's very interesting. There's a picture of it. You can see it online. It's 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All classic, kick back on the couch. You smile and I see you shooting tequila, shutting down college bar.
I'm traveling, as I've said, across the country, and I'm listening to a lot of different radio, both local radio, and that's why one of the things I love about traveling like this, listen to hear what's going on a lot of radio stations, because the time of year brings me around to hearing a lot of different Christmas music. I was listening to a country station, actually two. I listened to Country Christmas on Sirius XM, and I was listening to a country station doing Country Christmas as well. And this guy, Thomas Rhett, was all over.
He's huge.
I had no idea. He's become very popular for the reason, I guess, because he's good. Song called Remember You Young is number one on the country charts now. Thomas Rhett is who you're listening to. The song is the second single from his album Centerpoint Road, following launch track Look What God Gave Her, which led to country airplay back in June. Mr. Rhett says, quote, Remember You Young is one of my favorite tracks on this record, easily one of the most special I've written in my career. I actually wrote it twice, but it was the second go-round where we really captured what we were trying to say. Is he saying we when he means I? I think probably that's it.
No, he had two co-writers.
Collaborators?
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, it's about just always seeing the most important people in your life, your best friends that you grew up with, your wife, your babies, in their youth, in their innocence. He said, I'm so humbled and grateful by the reaction that it's gotten. It's a good story. Centerpoint Road, Rhett's fourth full-length album, debuted on top of the album charts, top country album charts in June, arriving as the first of two country albums to lead the Billboard charts, taking into account all the various functional formats. Luke Combs, What You See Is What You Get, opened on top of the Billboard charts November 23rd. So he also says, Remember You Young is his eighth straight country airplay, number one, the longest active run of consecutive leaders. There seem to be all kinds of records being broken. You sense that in
country, it seems like, right. For sure.
Yeah.
He also was on, I don't know if you saw it, the Kennedy Center Honors this year.
I did not see that. Did that air the other night?
Yeah, it aired on Sunday night.
Was it good? LL Cool J was the host.
Actually, he only said like one thing. He wasn't even really on it, but the Sesame Street tribute was, oh my God, there wasn't a dry eye in the house, myself
really?
Included. Oh, it was wonderful. And Thomas Rhett did a song with some of the characters. It was just really, it just makes your heart feel so warm. The whole, every year, that's my favorite guilty pleasure. I just love watching that show. It's really nice.
Yep. Also, let's see here. Up next in the headline department from the world of music, Darius Rucker. Remember him from Hootie and the Blowfish?
Headlining. They're back again. It's not even remember. They're back
together
right now.
Yeah, they're back together. Yeah, well, he's still performing on his own, isn't he, country?
He does, here and there, yeah. He'll go back to being solo again, but right now they're back together.
Well, they're going to headline the NFL's premium pregame parties before the Super Bowl in Miami on the 2nd of February. So he's not performing with them, if I get this right. He's
right.
on his own.
He's doing a solo
for these
gig.
Parties, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The hospitality partner for the league is on location. They're going to host all kinds of all-inclusive pregame parties steps away from the Hard Rock Stadium where the Super Bowl will be held in Miami. The parties are going to be inside the stadium security perimeter, making them the closest to the game when it's time for kickoff. On location has said, quote, "This year we're particularly excited to have our pregame events outdoors. More importantly, to have Darius Rucker as our headlining musical performance. This year's Super Bowl is shaping up to be one of the biggest sporting events in recent years." Who's it look like is going to be in the Super Bowl?
No one knows, and that's why he made that statement, because it's such a tight game for a few teams.
Yeah,
add J-Lo and Shakira as the halftime show in Miami.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I think it'll be a fun year.
Each pregame event will have appearances from NFL legends, premium food from some of Miami's best restaurants.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It doesn't really feel like we're being impeached.
At the same hour as the U.S. House approved two articles of impeachment against him, President Trump was holding a huge campaign rally in Battle Creek, Michigan, where he said impeachment is political suicide for Democrats.
So the House Democrats are surrendering their majority, their dignity, their reputations. They look like a bunch of fools.
While the Senate's now expected to conduct a trial concerning those two articles, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will not be sending the articles to the Senate until she has a better understanding of how the trial there will be conducted. The impeachment likely to be discussed tonight when the top seven Democratic presidential hopefuls appear on a stage in L.A. for the sixth debate of the year. This is USA Radio News.
everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Nothing normal about what goes on here. This is a good radio program, if I do say so myself, and I should know because I've been doing it for a long time. I can judge good, bad, or indifferent. And this is good stuff, 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jennifer's voice is gone, so Victoria's here, Kara's here. We're working on all of the things that people are talking about. We don't get to all of them because you can't possibly get to all of them. We're going to talk about them. I thought it was interesting in the dust of all of the business about impeachment, most people didn't pay any attention to the House passing a plan to keep the government running. Not that there was a worry about that, but we're back to the crisis management. There's no good management. It's just all about a crisis. So this particular package that was passed, $1.37 trillion, that includes money for a little bit of money for the border wall, funding for gun violence research, that sort of thing. It should put things at ease until next year, the election time next year. So that's, I guess, is that good news? Anybody really care?
I don't think anyone really even knew that the government was in danger of shutting down again.
Right.
But I do know that when it happened the last time, it was earlier this year, right? In January, February?
Yeah, it goes on all the
time. Costs a lot of money. Lots and lots of money.
Because these people
salaries.
All get paid whether they work or they don't work. So
yeah.
It's really ridiculous. A bad management all the way around. If companies ran the way we run the government, they'd all be out of business. The government should be out of business, at least the way they run it.
these days and all the money being spent on this impeachment foolishness. I thought it was interesting that Vladimir Putin said Trump is okay with me.
Well, duh.
I don't know, I just thought that was kind of amusing that he felt he needed to speak about that. The food news today is a focus on these burgers. I was talking earlier about how I got sick stopping at a Whopper place, at a Burger King, and having one of their Impossible Burgers, which I had had a few months ago, and I thought it was quite good. And I don't usually, I don't do fast food. I don't eat that because most of the stuff that's there is fried or meat, and that's not what I eat. But I've tried this a couple times, and I got quite sick. But I, you know, I'm trying to figure out what else I had to eat that day, because it's not really fair to blame it on the most recent thing that you eat, because it could have been something else. I don't know what it was, but I know I was pretty sick for about 12 to 14 hours. So the focus, though, back on this kind of food, the burgers that are plant-based, in other words, they are meatless. A lot of people are trying to find alternatives to all the fat foods that are around. There's a phony sausage breakfast sandwich now at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, that's Impossible Sausage, same brand. Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So has anybody tasted it? What does it taste like?
I have no idea. Even when I did eat meat when I was a kid, I never liked sausage, so I wouldn't even, that wouldn't appeal to me.
If you knew how it was made, you wouldn't probably eat it.
No.
Anyway. The Chinese basket, you know, I've talked about the Chinese taking over Smithfield Foods, which is the number one pork producer in the country, and they're pushing this plant-based brand. Mostly, it's interesting because they've had real problems with their pork supply. Pork in China affected by a disease, so a lot of the pigs died. And so they bought this company, and they're shipping a lot of pork from our country over to their country. And in place of that, they've come up with, I think this is actually kind of interesting. If you see the circle, all right, let me just, do you think I should explain the circle, Victoria, how this works, how it is working? The way that we have come to find at Smithfield the phony sausage is because there's not enough sausage. They were sending over some of their inferior pork products to be ground up into sausage, the Chinese were. And they've run out of that, so now they've tried to come up with something that will be palatable. They understand the American market, and the Americans are looking for meatless food, so how about we do some meatless sausage? And they've come up with that, so they look kind of like the heroes. Oh, wow, this is great. But they didn't do it because they wanted to be heroes. They did it because there's not enough pork to feed their people and our people, so we'll do the artificial stuff in America, and we'll send the real pork over to China. How do you like that?
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, that's why you're seeing all the phony pork around. What else is it besides this phony hamburger and phony sausage? What else do we have that is there anything else?
You can get soy hot dogs, and you can get, it's all soy. None of it's good for you. You can get, what else? Oh, they make, I use a brand that doesn't have any soy. It's actually made from mushrooms, but it's like little hamburger crumbles, and it's really great for making tacos. That's the only thing, when I gave up eating anything on four legs, the only thing I missed was a beef taco, because I don't like chicken tacos as much. They don't have as much flavor. And so when I discovered that you could get these meatless crumbles, and you just cook them in a pan the same way that you would ground beef, that has been a
good
game changer.
How do you flavor them, though? Isn't it the flavor that you like? It's not what's in them.
You use the taco seasoning.
You do.
Yeah.
Do you have do you cook this often for you and your husband?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We love it.
You like tacos. You do.
Yeah.
So what else do you put in? I'm just curious, what else is there?
I always add
lettuce,
like half a chopped
tomato,
onion.
Onion.
Like when I'm actually cooking the meat.
Yeah, what do you put into the taco to give it substance? You must have some veggies and things that you're putting in there in addition to the
Put the beef on the, we do like a hard shell, and then you put the beef on the bottom, or the, you know, meatless crumbles on the bottom, that mixture has some onions in there, and then some lettuce, some shredded lettuce, some tomatoes, some guacamole, cheese, whatever, just top it off. Yep, they're good.
I'm hungry, Kara, what about you?
They're super easy to make, too, which is also nice, because you keep a bag of the frozen crumbles in the freezer, and you just dump it in the pan, and 10 minutes later, you're eating dinner, so it's great.
Yep. All right, so this is the time of year when you think about food, you think about that fruitcake that somebody is bound to give you, right? Oh, everybody gives fruitcake.
The worst.
Well, here's the, this is the leader. There's a 141-year-old fruitcake that has been passed down from generation to generation by a family who lives just outside of Detroit. 141-year-old fruitcake baked by Julie Runninger's great-great-great-grandmother, Fidelia, hit 1878. It was a tradition to hand it down. Apparently, back when they made them, they had to age the fruitcake for a year before it could be served. But this lady died before time came to eat this fruitcake, and her husband couldn't bear to cut it up, so he put the wife's obituary on top of the cake and put it in glass. And it's been passed down for five generations. Imagine a cake that was baked in 141 years ago in 1878. And the fact that that really does, I mean, we all talk about fruitcakes and how kind of they're just kind of gross, actually. Yeah, really. They're sticky and, you know, all that stuff in them that looks like it's nothing but preserved fruit and things. But you know what?
I don't know how much back in the 1800s. I'm not sure what they were using.
Preservatives.
But,
yeah.
Well, yeah. Not like the chemical stuff that we have today. But this, can you imagine how hard this thing must be?
It must just be
like a giant hockey puck.
Yeah. You know what I found making? I love jelly on things. And I found eating fruitcake with some blueberry jelly on it really to make it palatable. It's okay if you put a little bit of blueberry jelly on it, or probably any kind, whatever your favorite flavor is, whatever.
You could also light it on fire, and it would taste the same. I think fruitcakes are gross.
What do you put on it to make it burn, though? Or does it burn on its own?
I don't know. I would just set it on fire. Well, you know, like you've spent a lot of time in England. In England and Ireland, they have what's called plum pudding, and so they cover it in brandy and light it on fire. My dad loves plum pudding every year for Christmas.
What other alcoholic beverages burn besides
every brandy? Alcohol burns.
Scotch, whiskey,
everything that's alcohol
all
burns.
All that stuff burns. Really?
Oh yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
The beer doesn't burn though, does it?
Everything with alcohol is flammable.
Really? Beer burns?
How do you not know this? Yes.
Because I don't drink, so I don't know what burns.
Well, I don't drink and set things on fire, but I know that alcohol...
How you burn out.
Well, it's like saying gasoline doesn't burn, or certain kinds do. No, all alcohol is flammable.
Mm. All right. I'll take your word for it. Thank you, ma'am. Your Hidden Power has a focus on the practical path to wellness. If you'd like to pursue that, go to yourhiddenpowershow.com, episode 122, focusing on your wellness. It's the mind-body-spirit connection that's very important to understand if you want to be healed or if you want to go through healing. This is a very practical path, the practical path to wellness. Listen to this podcast, new every week. This is the most recent one, yourhiddenpowershow.com. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to toploss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at toploss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. toploss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20, 25 pounds. I just can't not say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All things Star Wars, man, this is everywhere. The Star Wars trilogy, The Force Awakens, and all the stuff, saga that's been around for, this is the 42nd year, 1977. Remember the first one? Well, you two don't remember. Victoria and Kara, I certainly remember it. And I thought it was pretty fabulous, frankly, then. And so this is the end of this. This is sort of closes the gap in all of the. There were a couple of the movies that weren't that great, but there it's always been a thing. And I think these new characters are very likable. So what happens to Daisy Ridley and some of these other characters? They're just gone now? This is the end of their connection to Star Wars?
This is being billed as the end of that trilogy, so I'm not sure what's going to happen. I don't think anybody knows, really. This is the end of the J.J. Abrams trilogy, so maybe he'll do another one, or maybe he'll do a one-off. Jon Favreau, who did all the Iron Man movies, I was just telling Kara, he wrote all the Mandalorian stuff that's on Disney Plus. And I never, ever, ever pay attention to stuff that people are hyping, but this one is worth the hype. Mandalorian is a masterpiece. It's incredible. So, and he wrote all of that. So maybe he'll end up doing something on a larger scale for Disney in the movies. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Also coming out this weekend is that Bombshell movie about Roger Ailes. And the girls.
I have zero interest in that.
I want to see Lithgow and how he plays Roger Ailes. That's really the ladies part of it doesn't.
I actually think it looks pretty interesting the way that they've done Charlize Theron. So sometimes watching the trailer, I forget that it's not actually Megyn Kelly because she looks so much like her. Yeah, I think it'd be interesting, but I don't think it's one that I'll run out to the theaters to see.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of things. There are a lot of good movies that. A movie, Richard Jewell, looks, for me, I haven't been in the movies for a couple of weeks, but I'm going to get caught up on all these. I want to see the Jewell movie. I would see Bombshell, certainly Star Wars. Those are all good movies that are in my on my list of things to do. Plus, there are a couple of art house movies around that are pretty good. Movie time is Christmas time, and that's what it is. Speaking of time, 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
For Dr. Ken Kronhaus from the Good Day Health program. All of the podcasts available at gooddayhealthshow.com. Questions that come up from people who listen to the program, people who are affected by the medical realities of the day. And I guess at this time of year, there are lots of questions about effective diets. You asked me a few minutes ago if I had gained any weight, as it may affect the amount of discomfort I have from being gluten intolerant. I guess maybe the general conversation always is about whether you can believe labels. I've had stuff that said on the label gluten-free, and it gave me horrible indigestion. So is there a way that you, other than eating the stuff, that you can tell whether it really is gluten-free or not? And what are the impacts of, long-term impacts of having gluten intolerance?
Well, gluten, it's a protein primarily in wheat, barley, and rye. And if you have this intolerance, it can cause some digestive problems like gassiness, abdominal pain, or diarrhea. But it's also sometimes confused with celiac disease.
Right.
Or thought of as a food allergy. And, you know, I think you have to decide whether you're making the right diagnosis, and sometimes this can be quite complicated, and sometimes it takes a smart gastroenterologist to try and figure out and untangle all of this. But, you know, if something does not have gluten in it, you may want to look really careful at the label, make sure, and the question is it labeled incorrectly, or is the diagnosis incorrect?
Mm-hmm. The price of drugs. Now, you and I have visited this issue before. You like to prescribe, when you're talking to patients, as much generic stuff as possible. Is that always the case? Or do you have to sometimes prescribe the medicine that isn't off of its 10-year run, so you have to pay more money for it?
Well, it really varies. Some drugs that haven't been around as long as others do not yet even have a generic, so you don't have a choice. Remember, generics have similar active ingredients, but it's the inert ingredients, the inactive ingredients, the things that hold the pill or capsule together or provide the distribution once you take it into the body. These items in the medicine are different in the generics. And people can be allergic to the inert or inactive ingredients and not allergic to the active ingredients. So it depends on the person. Some former branded drugs have excellent generics, like these statins. Crestor and Lipitor have excellent generics. Atorvastatin with an A and rosuvastatin with an R. And most cardiologists are using here these generics and very rarely prescribe the branded drugs, unless somebody has a problem with these inactive ingredients in the generic, which is not common for the statins. But it really varies, and you just have to sometimes wait till the generic comes out, and then make sure it's a good generic.
All right. Well, that's up to the doctors, not up to the patient. The patient's not going to know whether it's a good generic or not, right?
Well, hopefully the doctor has researched it and has some experience, and the doctors should know.
All right, let's spend a minute talking about something the introduction of this conversation, I think last week or the week before, Ronald says he wants to know whether it's necessary to have his thyroid checked twice a year because he has had osteoporosis. I wonder what's osteoporosis got to do with thyroid? But he has hyperthyroidism as well.
Okay.
So
that's an important little extra item. And you know, it's hard to practice medicine without even seeing the patient or talking to the patient. But, you know, I would just make sure that he's seen an endocrinologist, if he has high thyroid, that it's being treated appropriately. And the follow-up would definitely, I wouldn't question the endocrinologist. It sounds like his endocrinologist is recommending every six-month follow-up. So how could I possibly tell him not to do that without even talking to him?
Right. Okay. Well, statins and their effect, we only have about a half a minute here, maybe this is too much. Statins and their effect on blood sugar, is there an effect? You were just talking about blood sugar.
Okay.
The statins impact it.
There is in some people a slight increase in the blood sugar in people who take statins. But the this needs to be individualized. The overwhelming benefit for people who have plaque in their circulation is so much more important than anything effect on the blood sugar. But again, this has to be individualized.
Dr. Ken.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.